This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Nun Aleph Ahmed Gaiz Sochem. Two lines after the bottom. Omar Rav Safre Rebbe Abbe Kegen Anan. In a case like ours, the Yadin and Bikir Yah, we know when they set Veshchedish in Eretz Yisrael. That's it. In Bovel, some places, the Shluchim came from Eretz Yisrael in time to let them know when there was Veshchedish. Further, in Bovel, the Shluchim couldn't come, it was too far away. So in Bovel, they were in doubt when Yontif was Yontif today or Yontif is tomorrow? Because you don't know when the Veshchedish was. But in certain places they do know. They're closer to Eretz Yisrael. Now suppose a man went from the place in Bava where the Shluchim came every month, and therefore they were aware when it was Veshchedish. And they knew when the Yontif was. And he went to a place where they didn't know. So the question is, does he have to keep the second day of Yontif? Because he knows that's the second day, not Yontif. But you're going to a place where people keep 2 days again. They go on and on, like the Yadim. We know Bikvir the Yadim. We're living in that part of Bavel where the Shluchim come. Now we want to go on the second day of Yontif to another place where the Shluchim don't come. So the question is, in a place where there are people, it's a civilized place, well, Abdil, you can't do any work. The question, you can't do any work because Ma'ariz Ra'ayan, they're Machlekes. We'll come to that place and we'll do work on Yontif because we know it's not Yontif anymore the second day. Well, they don't know that. That's really awesome. But if they shine a Machlekes, they're making a change for Machlekes. Any change for the Minig Amokim causes a Machlekes, so you shouldn't do that. Suppose we're in the wilderness. Suppose we leave our place and we go to their place, but we're outside the town where nobody is living. That's where we're camping in the woods, in the field. Are we mechuyev to keep Yontif there if nobody's looking? Amar said, Hocha marabami be yishiv os and yishiv, where the people are settled, it's us to do any work for you. Ba'midbar mutar, and midbar is mutar, because nobody sees. That's all. Rav Noson bar Asya, also he went me Be'erav from the Beis HaMedrash that was far away from the town of Pumbedisa, the Chuslatchum. He came to Pumbedisa by Yom Tov Sheni Shal Asya, the second day of Shavuos. He happened to know, because he was in a place where the Shluchim still came to make known as Veshchedish. So he took a walk in Chuslatchum and came to Pumbedisa on the second day of Shavuos. Now, in Pumbedisa, they never walked on the second day of Shavuos in Chuslatchum because they were married 2 days Yontif. Sham te Rabbi Yisraelezer put them into Cher. Because in a Yishuv it's also to do that. Amar Abaye, well, they're Nagde Ma'an Negide, won't you give them Malkis? Give them Malkis, the Rabbana. Amalei Rav Yezer said, the Adif are doing what's even worse. Adif means more. Shamti is like a claw to put a hair on a person. That's more than beating him. The Be'marov, because in Eretz Yisrael, they used to vote. The best used to take a vote when it was necessary. And they gave to the Baal Be'arav to give Malkis to a Ben Torah. But Romim, they never took a vote to Shamti. Never took a vote. I mean, they never wanted to put somebody in a harem in Eretz Yisrael. But harem is worse. And therefore, you see, harem, shant is worse than Megiddo. And I, because of necessity, I decided to do what's worse to him. I gave him shant. Because he was Mechal Yontif in Pumbedis, the Fahes. Egid Amasan was saying, no, Deravi, some Savi's had him whipped. Amar Abaye, the shant managed to give him Shamte, the Rav, we Shmuel, the Amad, they both say, "Men Nadin." We put the people in the harem. Al Shnei Yom Tov Shalat Golus. He doesn't want to keep the 2 days of Yom Tov in Golus. The second day he doesn't want to keep. They put him in the chayiv. So that's why did you do that? Amar said, "Hanimir, when are these words that you put a man in the chayiv in Yishda Amar, an ordinary person?" Aval sober v'rabbonon, since he's a Talmid Chacham, Chacham sober v'rabbonon, the Torah that was better for him or that we did for him, and maybe we gave him was more lenient. Means we whipped him. The Marove Mimdua Nagdosa the Babayav, they take a vote to give a Babayav a Bantera whipping, but Mimdua Nashamsi. So in this lesson, Rav Yezhi gave him a more lenient punishment, say that. Yezhi, boy, now the Mishnah gives him a marshal. Hamrilich Perishwis. If he carries Perishwis from a place where the Mokim Shikolo, from a place where it's no longer available on the field for the wild animals, so then in that place it's also to keep in the house anymore, because that's the time of Beor, if they get rid of it. The Mokim Shaloi Kolo, to a place where it's still available on the field, and he wants to eat because of the place where he came to, and that place is still eat, that means, so we say he can't. Because he has to be near the homeless or the place where he came from. Where he came from, it's already kola. It's the acharabias, it's also. Oh, mimokim shalo kola. In his place, they're still eating it. So he claims to a place, the mokim shalo, the place where it's also to eat, high of the voya. That's what the Tani Kama says. We give the homeless of both places on him. Now, you then meant, say, behovi leho ach ato. Now, what the Buddha is saying, we don't know right now. We'll see the Imam. First, say that piece of the Mishnah. And we'll now, right now, the Gemara wants to say a certain pshat in the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, he can say, say, behovi leho gam ato. Go, and you should also bring to the place where I came from. Means this. He came from a place where low colon. Let's say he came, let's say, from Hever. And the Hever, it's still available in the field, so it's mutter to keep it in the house and eat. And he came to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is kol. You can't get any more in the field. So in Yerushalayim, they're not eating that meat anymore. So Yehuda says, he doesn't have to be a machmir. Even though he came to a place where nobody eats it anymore, because you can say, look, these pears I brought from a place where it's low kol. In my place, it's still mutter to eat these pears, and I brought it from there. And you're looking at me and saying, I'm making machlekes with you. No, you can also go back to my place, and you'll be able to eat the pears there and eat it. But the pears there are still available. That's the Mormon Slim Shatnav Yudah. So again, the Tani Kama says it's also, because you came to a place where it's not available anymore. And that place is Nohik Isa by that min. They don't eat that kind. But Yudah says no. He comes to a place where nobody's eating this anymore. He comes to Yerushalayim, and people in Yerushalayim say, what are you doing? Eating this man, these pumpkins you can't eat anymore in our city. So he said, look, go back to heaven. There the pumpkins are still on the field. It's available. There's muta. So he holds, he can eat that pumpkin that he brought from heaven. He can eat in Yerushalayim. That's how he went with Lem Shachnabi, to say that aside. In the Mishnah we learn that if a man goes from a place to another place, he has to observe the chumras of both places. Kayetzva, he gives an example, Hamelech Peres Shviz, from a place, She Loi Kolu, where it's still available. And he's going to a place, She Kolu, where it's no longer available. So he has to be Machmir, according to the place where he just came, although the Peres came from a place where it's still kosher and shviz to eat, because it's available for the wild animals on the field. It's not a shas bior yet in his hometown, but the place where he came, it's shas bior, so it's also to eat those pears here. And Rabbi Yehuda says, he can say, say v'hovi l'ho ach ata. And the more it takes it to mean, Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to worry about the chumrah of the place where he came to, because if the people say, what are you eating these pears now? Is it Shah Sabir? He can say, go back to my hometown and you can bring pears from there. It's still available. Pray the Gemara, how can Rabbi Yehuda go against the principle? But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the principle that So who cares that in his hometown is still available as Mutter, but the place where he came now is Asa. So what's up with you to answering? Go back to my hometown and you see it's still Mutter. Say the Kasha. You're saying something else. Not the case that you thought. He went be Mokim Shalo Kolo or Mokim Shekolo. No. And both places is not kolo. When he left his hometown, it was still available and he could eat it. And he came to a place where it's still available and could eat it too. But the shoma shekolo bimekeme. But he heard that in his hometown, after he had left, it already is no longer available and people no longer eat it there. Chayev levoya, because he has to keep both chumras, and the chumra of his hometown requires you to stop eating it now. But Rabbi Yehuda Emel, say, behold, avatam, hechadayasina. Bring from where I brought him. At the time that I left that town, I brought him, it was mutter over there. So who tells you, I have to follow the chumra in my hometown now, I have to follow what's in my hometown when I left the place. So the place where I am now, it's surely mutter. And even my hometown, it was mutter when I left. And therefore I can disregard what happened after I left. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Say that. And it weren't finished yet when I left that place. So when I left my hometown, it was still mutter. So the place I came to is here, it's mutter. And the place that I left, it was mutter. The fact that I came also subsequently, that shouldn't enter into it. For I think I'm all remember. They meet to say according to this pshat, Rabbi Yehuda Kula Kaman. Rabbi Yehuda is a mekel. Tana Kama is machmir, because he says now in your hometown is also, it should be also to you now. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, because in my hometown when I left it was muta. Therefore it's muta to me now too. So Rabbi Yehuda is a mekel. But the Omar Rabbi Elazar on this Mishnah, lo Omar Rabbi Yehuda el lachumra. So you have to learn a different pshat in the Mishnah. Everyone says epoch, turn it upside down. Tanakhama says, if he goes from a place where lo kolu to a place where lo kolu, ain't a chayav levoya. And even though in between he hears that in his hometown is already kolu, still he doesn't have to be mevaya. Because when he left his hometown, it was lo kolu, and the place where he came is lo kolu. And Rabbi Yehuda might say, v'hovei locho af atam echad aysinu. I would go now and blink from the place where I came from, it will be also now. So according to now, my hometown is Osa. But Hokolu says Machmir. Say that inside.
Okay.
Abaya wants to explain without changing the lesson of the mission. Loilom kidiktonim. In reality, like we learned in the first place. Mimokim shalo kolo mokim shekolo. Okay, come on. O mimokim shalo kolo mokim shekolo. And he brought it back to his original place. So he said, what do you want of me? I came from the place where it's low kolo. I came back to that place. And therefore it should be muta. That's what Tanakhama said. Because where did he come from? A place to low kolo. And he came back to that place. So therefore that's where he wants to eat it now. So looking where he came from and where he is, it's muta. Even though in between he had visited a place Shekolu, who cares if he visited it? But he's not eating it there. He's eating it here, where lo kolu. Rabbi Yehuda might say, we say, go, the holy will bring from the place where you visited. And the place where you visited kolu. So once you visit it, so the chumra of that place stuck to you. And even though you came from a place where low kolo, and you return to the place low kolo, because in between you visit a place where it's kolo, the chumra sticks to you. Say that. Maske lo ravashi, as the Kasha Rabbi Yehuda says, just because he visited that place, so the isha stuck to him, or to, it's a question, agave bechamre kaltina, on the back of the donkey, it became caught in the chumra of the place where he went. Let's say his donkey walked into that place and it walked right out. So just because the donkey walked in with the load on his back, it became Osa. Doesn't make any sense. Ela Omar Rabash, a different pshat. The Pluk, the Dehan, the Tanoes. The Mishnah is talking about something entirely different. They're not talking about places. It's a machleka, the following Tanoim. First we'll learn what the Tanoim are talking about, the Tanoim. If you pickle three kinds of vegetables in one barrel, you can eat as long as the first one stops being permissible. If the first one is already kolu, you can't get any more. Even the other two are kolu, you can't eat from this barrel anymore. That's poshet. We understand that. Because it's all mixed together. So if it's osa to eat from the first one that's already kolu, you can't eat from the whole barrel. I'll be sure now, you can eat even the last one, means even though vegetable number one is no longer available, this usa, and vegetable number two is no longer available, this usa, as long as vegetable number three is still there and it's available, you can eat all the whole barrel. You can eat. Why that is, about to see it. Rabban Gamliel, he says, no. Kol shekol on mine mina soda yivoya. Any species that's no longer available on the field, you have to take out of the keg. The others you can eat. And first, we'll understand what they learned. First, they decide, and we'll explain what they learned. Now, the reasons. Taisa explains as follows. Taisa explains as follows. The Belez has pushes. That kind that's no longer available is also. So since it's mixed with all the rest, they all become also. Rabbi Yeshua said, when do you have to be mevaya? When that species is by itself. But if it's mixed, it's soaking with something else, so it's saturated with the taste of the kosher vegetables. And the Torah didn't require you to get rid of some vegetable unless it's by itself. But once it has a taste of the kosher vegetables in it, it's a special din that is no chivar beer. The merit of the taste of the kosher vegetables that's in the one that's already kosher is makes it permissible. And the idea more or less like this. Since the taste is what counts most, so the taste is low kosher. So even though the one species is kosher, but it's sachet with a taste of loy kolo, so you call it loy kolo. It lasts from sukkim. Not a plain svar, it lasts from sukkim. It doesn't apply to any other things. Isurim, soaked together, with heta makes the heta also. But here, since the taste of the heta is in the isa, so the isa is considered also loy kolo, because the taste of it is loy kolo. So as long as you have one of the species that's muta, so you can use all the species because that it gives a taste of low kolo in all the kolo species. Al-Gamliel says, no, each species has kolo, I have to get rid of it. But the other species are muta, even though they have the taste of the kolo species or the iso species in them, that's mevoya. What's the din? You have to get rid of it. That's called get rid of it. It's only the taste is left. It's called it's mevoya. So therefore, let's say you have three species and one of the three species is kolu, so you have to get rid of it, you take it out of the barrel, throw it out into the field. But the other two are muta, although the taste of the forbidden species is in these two, a taste is like it doesn't exist. Taste is mevaya. Talk about three svaras and go on right. Rashi, when Rashi spreads a second time, the first line Rashi spreads a second time, the Tane de Masnissen, Rabbi Yehuda b'ho pligi. Show to your neighbors where it is. The Tane de Masnissen, Rabbi Yehuda b'ho pligi. B'ho pligi is this. Tanekam is so, b'loke Rabbi Yeshua de Meikol. That as long as there's one species that's low kolo, all are muta. B'ho chi mishtam and milse. This is what it means, his words in the Mishnah. He went from a place where low kolu to a place where kolu kulam. He's bringing a keg with three different kinds of vegetables. Where he came from, all vegetables were still available. He came to a place where none of the vegetables are available. Chayav levoya. So why is he chayav levoya? Because none of the vegetables are available. I will call him just because some would be available. Ochel after me not call a kavisha. He can eat even from the vegetables that are no longer available. The ochelit afal achik. So the Tanakhama says he goes me more came shall lay kol. That's where he pickled all three vegetables together to a place where kol all of them. Then he can't eat. You have to follow the minig where you came. But suppose not all of them are kolu. In a new place, at least one is still not kolu. You can eat all three, like Rabbi Yehoshua said. Rabbi Yehuda Emet, say, v'hovi l'fa afat amin min asad. I mean, this kind that's kolu, brought in the field right here. And this field, here is kolu. This one kind. Ha'relukim sabasad. And therefore, that kind is also kolu. Other kinds are muta. But the kind that you can't find in the field is also. Say that inside. In the Gemara, three lines up from the bottom. Avinam Adifim Shat. The Plukta Dehane Tanoe, the Tanekame Ramish and Rabude, are heard in the following machlekas. If not, Oichle Mitzmo, you can eat dates on Shviz, and Sheyichle Ho Achle Shibit Seah, until the last date tree in Seah is finished. Seah is called the Irat Morim. It's a place where dates are most plentiful. So although in other parts of Eretz Yehudit, there are no longer any dates available, so you might think it's called beer, you have to throw out whatever dates you have left. No. As long as in Seah, that's in Yehudit, you can still find dates, then all the other places, where there are no dates available, it's still mutter to eat dates, because it's still available in one place in Yehudit. Rabban Hashem, and bring a real amen. Oichlim al shel beinakibit. You can eat on the dates that fall among the branches. But the dates that fall in the thorns at the bottom of the tree, you can't. What does that mean? Question, what's called available? Let's say that the dates are already ripe and they're falling from the tree. And all the dates have fallen off, they're not available in the tree anymore. But some have fallen on the lower branches. Let's keep it. And some have fallen below, at the bottom of the tree, there are thorns coming out from the tree like thorns. And some dates fall there. Now, if you want, you can still pick dates, even after they're no longer available on the tree, they don't grow on the tree anymore, you can still pick them from the lower branches. And even if from the lower branches they've been picked off already, but you can still find some stuck in the dates near the base of the tree. Now, the animals can gather the dates, or birds can gather the dates on the lower branches, but the dates that are stuck in the thorns, they can't take out. So the question, what's called kol lechayim in asodah? Should you say, as long as they cannot find them anymore in the lower branches where they fell, it's already kol, even though it can be found in the thorns at the bottom? With thorns, it's hard for animals to get it out. So as far as animals are concerned, it's kol. Or do you say, no, as long as you still find it in the thorns, it's not called kola yet, and it's muta. That's a machlekes. Now, what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Now, after Rashi narrows four lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, umaslis lo hakama. After Rashi narrows four lines, umaslis lo hakama. Lo hakama tana kama. Kola the gamri, if it's gone entirely, even among the thorns, you can't find any more dates. Chai levoya. I will call him and I keep him, but if it's not lost from the thorns below, it's just lost from the lower branches, they are dying yesh b'shitzin, you can still find dates in the thorns, in the chai levoya. Go and take it from a place where it's fit to take. Where is it fit to take for animals? Not from the thorns. The animals fit to take only from the lower branches. And since from the thorns they can't take anymore, but they can't pick from the thorns, it's called kolo. Or the chum on the rabbi. So now, that's the machlekes according to this last Avinu's Teretz. It's a case where a man came to a place where it's Malkim Shel Loi Kolo and Malkim Shel Kolo. What's Kolo mean? Tanna Kama say if it's Kolo entirely, not even from the sheets and below you can find. But suppose not Kolo from the sheets and below. Even though you can't find it in the lower branches, still, it's not called Loi Kolo, and it's mutter for you to eat. And the reader says, no, say, well, go and try to find dates in a place where it's available for animals to find. Animals only available in the lower branches. And if it's not available in the lower branches, then it's a time of a beer and it's also for you to eat, even though it's available in the thorns. Say that. Holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that you can eat only al beina kipin, and not al beina shitzin. Because beina shitzin, he holds animals cannot get.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.